Good morning, mga kaibigan, mga kapatiran. Welcome sa ating God's Word for Today devotional. And we are so thankful na nandito na tayo sa katapusan natin na episode sa ating meditations and devotions sa Libro ng Nehemiah. And thank God for His sustaining grace na nakapatuloy tayo until this time. So salamat po sa inyong pagdalo at salamat po na you've been praying that the Book of Nehemiah will be a blessing to you. Let me read to you sa ating talata this morning sa Nehemiah chapter 13, verses 23 to 31. Na mga araw ding yon ay nakita ko ang mga Hudyo na nag-asawa ng mga babaeng taga-Asdod, Ammon at Moab. At kalahati sa kanilang mga anak ay nagsasalita ng wikang Asdod at hindi sila makapagsalita sa wika ng Juda, kundi ayon sa wika ng bawat bayan. At ako'y nakipagtalo sa kanila. Sinumpa ko sila, sinaktan ko ang iba sa kanila, sinapunutan ko sila at pinasumpa ko sila sa pangalan ng Diyos na sinasabi, huwag ninyong ibibigay ang inyong mga anak na babae sa kanilang mga anak na lalaki, ni kukunin man ang kanilang mga anak na babae para sa inyong mga anak na lalaki o para sa inyong mga sarili. Hindi ba't nagkasala si Solomon na hari ng Israel dahil sa kanyang mga babae? Sa gitna ng maraming bansa ay walang haring gaya niya at siya ay minahal ng kanyang Diyos at ginawa siya ng Diyos na hari sa buong Israel. Gayunmay, ibinunsod siya sa pagkakasala ng mga babaeng banyaga. Magkikinig ba kami sa inyo at gawin ang lahat ng ganitong malaking kasamaan at magtataksil laban sa ating Diyos sa pamamagitan ng pag-aasawa sa mga babaeng banyaga? At isa sa mga anak ni Jehoiada, na anak ni Eliasib, na pinakapunong pari ay manugang ni Sanballat na Horoneta. Kaya pinalayas ko siya sa aking harapan. Alalahanin mo sila, O Diyos ko, sapagkat kanilang dinumihan ang pagkapari, ang tipan ng pagkapari at ang mga libeta. Sa gayoy, nilinis ko sila sa lahat ng mga bagay na banyaga. At itinatag ko ang mga katungkulan ng mga pari at ng mga libeta, bawat isa'y sa kanyang gawain. At naglaan ako para sa kaloob na panggatong sa mga takdang panahon at para sa mga unang bunga. Alalahanin mo ako, O Diyos ko, sa ikabubuti. Nehemiah ended this book by asking and pleading before God to remember him. Remember me, O my God, for good. Sa mga ginagawa niya. He was just clinging and pleading for God's grace and mercy. What a way to end the book in this prayer. While Nehemiah was away, he was away for 10 to 12 years after na natapos ang rebuilding the wall, the Israelites had resumed their practice of intermarriage with the pagan nations surrounding them. And when he went back 10 or 12 years later, he confronted them and even cursed them and beat some of them and pulled out their hair. You can just imagine what he did here. And he said, I made them take an oath in the name of God, saying, you shall not give your daughters to their sons or take their daughters for your sons or for yourselves. Ang kanyang strong reaction of pulling their hair dito has demonstrated his utter disgust against this most dangerous of all the sins, that is the sin of ungodly romance or pursuing the ungodly romance with pagans. Talagang he was really disgusted here. You can just imagine the picture here that he was pulling their hair, he was beating them. And he was really expressing his emotions here. At sinabi niya, nalimutan ba ninyo ang ginagawa ng Haring Solomon, ang kanyang kasalanan? That he went to the foreign women. Ating nalalaman yan that Solomon has 700 wives and 300 concubines. So, sila po ang nag-influensya ni Solomon to bring all the idols to Jerusalem. So, they had forgotten King Solomon's blunder or sin and the sad consequences of what he did na until sa kanilang panahon ay na-experience nila. Pagan women who Solomon had married caused his heart to turn away from God. Kaya nga sabi ni Nehemiah dito, na if Solomon, one of the wisest and most blessed men who ever lived, ay nagkasala, gumawa siya ng unwise and ungodly decision to pursue an ungodly romance, then, when reflecting this to ourselves, no one of us should consider ourselves invulnerable or untouchable. Bantayan natin yan. If Solomon, who is the wisest of kings sa Old Testament, nangyari sa kanya ito, we dare not to say that hindi mangyari sa atin. We are not invulnerable. We are not exempted. So that's why we have to be watchful. That's why we need to keep our hearts in line, in check, because out of it are the issues of life. It seems to us that Israel was still struggling in the exact sins they vowed to stop earlier. Remember in chapter 10, Nehemiah chapter 10, the people made a solemn covenant to God. There was a revival. They made a covenant before God that they should not do three things. Una, have ungodly romantic relationships. Chapter 10, verse 30. That they do not buy and sell on the Sabbath day. Chapter 10, verse 31. And they are going to support the work of God with money as He commanded them in chapter 10, verse 32 to 39. Yet, in just one decade, 10 years, Nehemiah had to address the problems again of ungodly romantic relationships, buying and selling on the Sabbath, and failing to support the work of God as He had commanded. So what does this show? This makes a point very clear, that is, the sinfulness of man and activities of the flesh did not go away after the wall was built. So, ang tanong natin, did Nehemiah feel that he had failed here? We don't know. Perhaps, remember na at the beginning of this book, nung nalaman ni Nehemiah about yung nangyayari sa Jerusalem that the walls are still hindi natayo, hindi natapos, he was so concerned. He fasted and was grieved because alam niya that this was one of the miseries na resulta sa pagkasala ng kanilang mga ninuno at sa mga tao. He was grieved by the sins of the people and his forefathers. That's why ang wall was not built. Nevertheless, here, at the end of the book, Nehemiah had expressed his faithfulness through his prayer. Pinakita niya yung kanyang katapatan talaga. Because even though the people keep on sinning, he did not also fail to reprimand and rebuke them. That's why he said here, "Thus I cleansed them from everything foreign, and I established the duties of the priests and Levites each in his work, and I provided for the wood offering at appointed times, and for the first fruits. Remember me, O my God, for good." Nehemiah could just plead only on the basis of God's mercy and grace. So let's remember, yes, there was a revival 10 or 12 years earlier, but let's remember, spirituality natin ay measured day by day. We are just but products of His grace and mercy every day. What happened in the past may not be reflected in today because today is a different day. We must ask for God's freshness of giving sa kanyang kabagan at sa kanyang biyaya. Thank God for Lamentations 3:22 and 23 that assures us that His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Definitely, only the grace of God, abundant and flowing in our lives, can give us the power to truly overcome sin that are besetting us. Si Pablo ay nagsusulat sa Romans chapter 8 verse 3, "For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh." So, thank God that sa ating kahinaan, sa ating mga failings, ay hindi po nagbabagong pamamahal ng Panginoon. He sent His only begotten Son. Yes, we are still in this flesh, and this flesh is always a problem to us. But thank God for the Holy Spirit. Thank God for what the Lord Jesus Christ did. He sent the Holy Spirit, and every one of us has the Holy Spirit to help us. Na hindi kailangan na tayo ay magpatuloy ng maging alipin sa kasalanan. He can save us from the power of sin. Katulad sa mga Hudyo, yes, natapos na ang rebuilding of the temple. The wall also was finished. They were able now to go to their normal routines. But one thing is certain, their fight against their flesh, their fight against the temptation to go back to their old lifestyle, to go to the foreign gods, was still there. The rebuilding of the wall and the restoration of the temple worship was done. But this did not end their battle, for man's struggle is always within. Ganyan po ang ating dapat na tandaan, mga kapatid, mga kaibigan. We are still in the battle. And thank God, just like Nehemiah, we can just plead for God's grace and mercy. Remember, O God, for the good that I've done. Yes, we need to do what is good, what is right before Him, and leave to Him the rest. We can only plead for His mercies and grace every day. Sana di tayo mag-discourage, although marami tayong nakikita that people are suffering in our ministries, people are still struggling. But hindi sa atin yun to change their lives. It's God's business to change their lives. Ours only is to do what we can do, to build our walls, to encourage people to go back to worship. But eventually, it's the Lord who can change their lives. Oh, may God will help us. May the good that we did or we are doing in our lives, may God remember us. Manalangin tayo. Lord, thank you so much as we close this book in Nehemiah for the lessons, the challenges, the rebuke. All those lessons are precious to us, Lord. Help us to emulate the example of Nehemiah and help us to live the lessons that we have learned, not only for today, but even around our past devotional times. Thank you, Lord, for sustaining us. Bless us as we go to our respective responsibilities today. For in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you.